from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sammy, enjoy the day off today, because tomorrow going to be a busy one. Pre-game show just hours after the trade deadline. It's the calm before the storm.
It's not an off day
for
It's not a day off for Sammy. It's an off day for the Padres. But rest assured, if there's a trade that goes down, Adam's going to have Sammy doing it.
He was reacting at like 5:30 in the morning, I think, yesterday to the Jason Adam trade. So I woke up to a video on my phone. I'm going, I usually get up pretty early. Sammy's already reacting to trades before I even got up on a Sunday.
Well, you know the drill. The moment there is breaking Padres news, did I get a text from your friend Adam Klug at, what, about like 7:15 a.m.? Hey, can you make a video as you're getting ready for everything else you got to do at 9:35 for the pregame show? But guess what? I sat there, I got it done, and we got the video out. So you know me, I'm always a very good soldier.
God, he did not even text me this time.
Do you think, Adam, do you think it crossed his mind, should I call Ben or Woods? I know it's like 7:15 on Sunday morning, he might be asleep.
Would he have wanted us to come in?
Well, just put a video together, like a reaction video. Like, I would have been asleep if he had called me. I actually was still asleep at like 7:15 on Sunday morning. Just pretty late for me.
I was up, but I was at Bo's baseball. Like, I was getting him ready for baseball practice. I don't know. I was so busy this weekend that I don't know that I would have had the time. But, you know, certainly like the move, Sammy, and you know, helps. It helps. Somebody made the astute point of, hey, man, you know, you get a guy like Jason Adam, that typically should mean that now Robert Suarez doesn't necessarily need to always be counted on for, you know, four out saves, which would be great, because you do worry about wear and tear on these guys as the season goes on.
Yeah, I think when trades like this are made and it's as steep of a price as the Padres had to pay for Jason Adam, I think there's a lot of going to each of the extremes of the sides of the argument, right? Either it's absolutely what they needed and you got to win right now, or it's the other way and people think they got fleeced. And I think the truth, you know, there's some truth in all of it, right? Like, obviously, just from the purely 2024 perspective, the Padres desperately needed a guy like Jason Adam, a high-leverage guy with great stuff, swing and miss, that they could add into the trio of Morejon, Estrada, and Suarez. It lengthens the bullpen. You're right, it takes some pressure off of Robert Suarez. Maybe it takes some pressure off your starting pitchers, who, you know, a couple of them are already above their career high in innings. So it makes a ton of sense going and getting this guy. Was it a steep price? Yeah. Have the Padres, you know, got rid of a lot of what their depth was in the last few months in the minor leagues between the Arise trade, the Cease trade, and now this trade? Those things can all be true at once, but this front office and A.J. Preller has shown time and time again that when they're in it, they will err on the side of being aggressive. And this was another aggressive move to get a piece that they really, really needed. And look, I understand that the price was high. That's partially just what the market is right now. Look at the trades right now across the game. And even for some relievers like Hunter Harvey, or the trade for Carlos Estevez, the Phillies gave up maybe two future major league starting pitchers for a rental in Estevez. And Adam has 2 years of control. Will Dylan Lesko maybe be a frontline starter one day? Maybe. Who knows? But you know, there's a strong argument to be made that you've got the team you've got with stars on it that are in their primes. You're right in this thing. And you're in win now mode, and you got to keep operating like that for the most part. I understand that. I do.
Sam, do you agree that there has to be a starting pitcher coming by tomorrow? Because the alternative is more Adam Mazur or a Johnny Brito who's had some, what, a tightness in his forearm.
Yep.
I mean, there's really no other options, right? I mean, you're going to have to need that fifth starter. Even if Joe Musgrove comes back pretty soon, then you're counting on Randy Vasquez and how many innings he's got left. You're already worried about Michael King's innings.
Well, and you're worried about Musgrove's pitch count of 50.
There
you
has,
know?
I mean, even if it's a number five guy that can just chew up some innings, I feel like there has to be a starter coming by tomorrow at 3 o'clock, right?
If you would have asked me 24 hours ago, or I should say a little bit more than that, before the trade for Adam, I would have said absolutely. I can't envision a scenario where they get through tomorrow afternoon and there's not a starter added. But I'll tell you what, and again, I'm just speculating here, but when you heard A.J. Preller after the trade talk about, you know, he was asked pretty point blank, you know, about adding a starter, and the first thing he did was start talking about the internal options they have. And again, are we going to read into that answer from AJ? I don't think so, right? I mean, he never says much about any trade he's going to make.
No, that's
or
be,
any of them.
That could be poker, and, you know, poker face as
sure,
well.
Absolutely, no, absolutely, and I agree with that. But with that said, once you start looking at the prices for some of this stuff, I mean, if Jason Adam cost what he cost, what's a starting pitcher going to cost? Unless, you know, they go outside the rental market and they do something really big. And that's a Crochet, that's a Skubal. Are they willing to pay the price for one of those guys, which may have to include one of their top two prospects? I don't know the answer to that. What I do wonder, and again, I'm just speculating here, what I do wonder is this, you know, with Joe Musgrove pitching on Tuesday in Arizona, he's going to pitch in a controlled scenario, you know, basically a simulated game against Mariners, minor league hitters. You know, he talked after the game yesterday and, you know, threw out the idea the next day he would pitch would be Sunday, you know, if the Padres won. And I don't know how much this is Joe being optimistic versus reality, but he threw out the idea that, hey, if he was good to go for three innings on Sunday, you know, and they had a fresh bullpen, could they look to do something like that? Or could he come back, you know, after making another rehab start, come back at four innings? And, you know, look, is there a scenario where they're kind of looking at it with, you know, Joe maybe on the precipice of returning in some capacity and saying maybe we can get through this and get through the regular season with the guys we got? Maybe that seems a little ambitious because I think we all agreed, you know, a couple of days ago that they needed a starting pitcher in a really bad way. Look, I still would be surprised if they don't add a starter. But meanwhile, we're almost 24 hours away from the deadline. It hasn't happened yet. And, man, those prices are going to be really high for anybody, as we've seen.
But I think, you know, talking to Sammy Leavitt here on Ben and Woods this morning, I think teams absolutely can overplay their hands. I do. And I think it's the needle that you have to thread. I mean, if you're the Colorado Rockies and you're asking the moon back for Cal Quantrill, you're probably not going to get it. And if you continue to ask for the moon for Cal Quantrill up until the deadline, you're probably not going to get it. Would Cal Quantrill help this team? Yes. Tyler Anderson, you know, you shouldn't take two top 10 prospects to get a Tyler Anderson. So I think it goes both ways. I think teams can absolutely, overplay their hand, just like AJ Preller has hyped up prospects that other teams are willing to take where you look at it and you go, wow, I didn't know that guy had that much value. And that happens all the time. So I think in the interest of sometimes getting a deal done, you know, you may overpay a little bit. But these guys, if they want to move these guys, they're going to have to take one of the deals that they get.
Right. And look, I think there is a reality about the situation this team is in right now, okay? They've got big-time contracts, guys in their prime. They've got Dylan Cease here right now. They've got Michael King here right now. Look, the situation from what we've always thought over the last few years, it has not changed despite, you know, the farm system getting rebuilt and the necessity for having younger players like a Jackson Merrill, who don't cost a lot and are under control. Yeah, you need those guys. But the window is right now. That has not changed through all of this. And meanwhile, you've got a team that is right in the thick of it. And I think we all agree, if they can get there, they have a real chance to make some noise. They really, really do.
Yep.
So, look, they're living in kind of, you know, an interesting scenario that a lot of teams don't necessarily live in, where, you know, they typically tend to go one way or the other. I don't blame the Padres and AJ Preller for maybe having to overpay to go get something they really, really need for a team that is capable of winning right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sammy, I don't expect Leo Dallas DeVries or Ethan Salas to be traded. Even, I mean, we saw some reports this weekend, including in the Rays trade, that they went for Taj Bradley. I'm assuming that the reason it didn't work out is that the Rays said, okay, but we need one of those guys at least, and the Padres are saying no to those players, and I'm okay with that. I don't know that Ethan Salas and or DeVries is going to be a star, but I know there's a lot of potential that those guys could be well above average Major League Baseball players for at least 12 years of control coming up. And I'm willing to gamble on that. And if it means that you only get a fifth starter here at the deadline, I can live with that. That's my take.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think where I land on it is I'm in the mindset of, hey, you've got to try to improve this team any way you can without trading those two guys. And so, to me, everybody else should be available. Whatever you have to do beyond trading those two, I'm okay with that. And that's what yesterday's move felt like to me, right? Okay, we're going to overpay for a reliever who does have 2 years left of control, but he is a reliever. It is a steep price. But you know what? We're going to try our best to make this team as good as it can possibly be and get to October, and we'll take it from there. And yeah, I'm with you. I think if you're in the camp of people like you, Ben, who have a mindset of, I'm cool with whatever as long as you don't touch those two in DeVries and Salas, then I'm really okay with that strategy. And I think you just have to accept that, yeah, the cupboard may be a little bit bare beyond those two, heading into the off season. But I'm very much also in that mindset right now. I don't blame them for going that way if that's the way they go.
Sammy, as always, I really appreciate it. I know you'll have your finger on the pulse of what's going on with the San Diego Padres. Even if we don't hear from you until the pregame show tomorrow, you're going to be all over on social media. Give them a follow at Sammy Lev, and we will talk to you again next week, if not sooner.
And don't forget, Wednesday, the roundtable. I will be there.
Oh, are you in for Woods? Thank you for coming in and filling in. That's right. As Sammy mentioned, this week's roundtable is going to be a day early on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, a special wrapping up the trade deadline roundtable. So join Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris, and Sammy Levitt in for Stephen Woods from Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock for this week's roundtable.
You've made a lot of people very happy, Sammy, me being the first. So thank you for subbing in. I really appreciate it, and I will have a Mai Tai or a Pina Colada in your honor.
Which one would you choose?
Which one would you choose, Sam?
I'm a Mai Tai guy.
I love a Pina Colada.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Yeah, I love
me
a Pina
too.
Colada. I, I used to have virgin pina coladas even when I was younger.
Yeah,
I love, 100%.
Delicious. Tastes like suntan lotion. My favorite.
What do you feel about getting caught in the rain?
Oh God, sorry, Sammy. Just
caught in the rain? I assume this has to do with the prank call I did.
It's that song, the pina colada song.
Pina colada. Oh, okay. And getting caught in the rain.
Yeah. It was just a bad joke.
I can't wait for my flight. You guys have a week of that, by the way.
I think you can stream the Odyssey app on the plane if you get the...
can I?
Yeah, if you get the internet. So
I think you can listen
to the whole show while you fly from
San
Diego to Hawaii.
Thanks, Sammy.
I can't.
Have a good day.
And I'm not going to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.